For Older Kids, Shelley's Race by Jan Pinborough, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Lately, it seemed like no one could give Shelley the help she needed. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10.
Hey, Shelley!
Shelley looked up from tying her running shoes to see Rosa waving from the starting line.
Come on! Today we're going to beat her best time!
Shelley grinned. Rosa said that every practice. Shelley liked two things about her new middle school. The first thing was being on the track team. When she ran, she felt light inside, like she didn't need to worry about anything. The second thing she liked was that nobody here knew that her parents had just gotten divorced. Shelley gave her shoelace one last tug and took off to join the other girls on the relay team. Ouch, she winced as her toes jammed into the end of her running shoes. How was she going to tell Dad she needed new shoes again? After the race, Shelley, Rosa, Becca, and Tiana were celebrating their new best relay time.
I told you we were going to do it today,
Rosa said. Shelley laughed. She handed the baton to their track teacher and bent to loosen her laces.
Good work, girls,
Mrs. Edwards said.
You work really well together. Don't forget to pay your track fee tomorrow.
Shelley's smile faded. She had totally forgotten about that. On the bus ride home, all Shelley could think about was the shoes and the track fee. She didn't want to give Mom one more thing to worry about, and the last time she had called to ask Dad for extra money, he had sounded annoyed. Lately, it seemed like there was no one who could give her the help she needed. When she got home, Shelley went straight to her room. At dinner, her brothers and sisters talked and joked, but she just pushed her food around her plate. After dinner, Mom helped Shelley clear the table.
I'm meeting with Bishop Parker tonight,
Mom said.
Would you like to come and get a priesthood blessing?
Shelley nodded. She really missed the blessings Dad used to give her when she was worried or sick. A little later, as Bishop Parker gave her a blessing, Shelley felt something deep inside her relax.
Shelley, your dad isn't in your home to help you now,
he said in the blessing.
But your heavenly Father is always there. I bless you that you will be able to talk to him just as you would to your dad, and heavenly Father will always help you.
Shelley felt lighter than she had for a long time. She had a warm feeling inside that told her the bishop's words were true. Heavenly Father loved her and would listen to her. With his help, maybe she could even have the courage to talk to her parents. On the way home, she told Mom about the shoes and the track fee. That night, she knelt and asked Heavenly Father to help her have the courage to talk to her dad. She prayed about it again on the bus to school the next morning. By the time she got home from school, she felt brave enough to call her dad. This time, he didn't seem impatient or annoyed when she told him what she needed. Her prayers had been answered. A few weeks later, Shelley laced up her new running shoes and ran to join Rosa and the other girls. It felt good to know she had a great team supporting her. She didn't need to run her race alone. Sidebar: I was really nervous before a scout campout, and my mom reminded me that I can pray anytime, anywhere, even as I was hiking. I went on the campout and prayed when I started feeling nervous and homesick. It made me feel better to know that Heavenly Father is always listening. I still get nervous on campouts, but I know that I can pray anytime. Zach W., age 12, Utah, USA. End of the story, Shelley's Race by Jen Pinborough, narrated by Wes Nelson.